Okay, I want to share a short idea on the parsha. I heard part of this insight from the Aleph Beta podcast on Vetchanan with Daniel Lowenstein and Beth Lesh, and I think it is it's spot on. I don't necessarily agree with every move they make, but I think the basic comparison that they draw is irrefutable. So in Vetchanan, the as we've mentioned in the past, Sefer Dvarim records the mitzvot that the Jews need as they enter into Eretz Yisrael. So Perek Zayin of Dvarim in Vayetchanan tells us that Ki Yiviyacha Adonai Lecha Al Aretz Asher Ata Vashama Lirishta V'Nashal Goyim Rabim Mipanecha Achiti V'Girgashi V'Emari V'Aknani V'Aprizi V'Achivi V'Aivusi Shiva Goyim Rabim V'Atzumim Mimeka. When God brings you into the land, and He drives out all the nations that are there, the seven nations, and God will give you the land, so strike them down, make their property cherem, and do not forge covenants with them, and do not lo techaneim. We've talked about this year in Avodah Zarah, don't show them favor, don't allow them to dwell in the land, however you want to understand that halachically. And do not marry them. Do not intermarry with them. Bitcha lo titen livno, uvito lo tikach livnecha. Don't take their daughters for their sons for your daughter. Your daughter should not be given to their sons. Because if you do, so the children will be led astray after other gods, and God will be angry and He'll destroy you. Rather, instead of forging ties with them, kim kota asulahem, mizbechotehem titotsu mate votam tishabiru, vashrehem tigadun ufsilehem tishavun veish, instead I want you to destroy their altars and their matzevot and their pillars of worship and their religious object, the religious trees, the Asherah, cut them down, and the idols. Because you're holy, and God chose you to be His treasured nation in the world. And then you get a pasuk that seems to not be connected, which is Lomi Rubchem Mikolamim Chashak Adonai Bochem Vaychar Bochem Kiatamad Mikolamim. And God didn't choose you because you were numerous, because you're not. You are the least numerous of the nations. Rather, but God loved you, and He had to keep the covenant that He made with your forefathers, so He took you out of Egypt, etc. Now, what is the connection between these two? Right, the fact that when you go into the nation, you shouldn't intermarry, you shouldn't forge covenants with them, because that'll lead you to idolatry, that's true. But what does that have to do with the fact that, by the way, God chose you because you are a small, despite the fact that you're a small nation. So what? What does that have to, I mean, that's true, but what does that have to do with the first part of this parak? So what they argue, I think compellingly, is that often laws in the Torah are commentaries on, or built on, or are invoking, or at least bringing to mind narratives earlier in the Torah, and contextualizing them. And in this case, the story that it seems to be contextualizing is from Vayishlach, where Dina is abducted by Shechem, and Hamor then tries to negotiate with Yaakov and say, look, my son is in love with your daughter, so you know what? Let's make this more than just a marriage. Let's make this marriage a political marriage, the beginning of a covenant between our families. And that is indeed how he sells this deal to his people. Right? Shimon and Levi, the brothers, say, look, we can only forge covenants with people who have a Brit Milah. So if you get a Brit Milah for all your people, then we will enter into this treaty. And he sells it to the people, and he says, look, all we got to do is have a Brit Milah, and then we'll be able to marry, and we'll have business ties with them. And then Shechem is massacred, or Shechem and his whole city is massacred by Shimon and Levi. And when Yaakov challenges them, he says, what are you doing? Achartemoti lavishenu v'yoshev haaretz b'kananim v'aprizi. Right, you've made me disgusting. They're going to hate me. V'ani mitei mispar, and I don't have enough people. I'm few in number. V'nesvu alai v'hikuni v'nishmati ani uveiti. And therefore, they're going to fight me and destroy me. And if you put these two stories together, what you realize is the following. One, in Dvarim, the problem of intermarriage is not just that a Jew will marry a non-Jew. It's that that is part of the way that you make treaties in the ancient world. You have political marriages. The marriages don't just bind together the husband and the wife, they bind together families, clans, nations. You see this especially in Sefer Melachim, where Shlomo enters into many political marriages, most notably with Bat Paro, with the daughter of Paro, to make an alliance with Mitzrayim. Once you have that as background, you realize the context in Vayetchanan, where God says, look, I don't want you to intermarry as part of making a treaty. And why then does God say, and by the way, I chose you not because of your numbers, not because you're numerically powerful. Because why would the Jews want to enter into treaties and intermarry with the local nations? Because they're few in number. And the quickest way to gain political safety is not just to be a superpower, because that's very hard when you're few in number, but is to marry into the local nations, make treaties so they won't fight you, and on the contrary, you will become part of a strategic alliance. The problem is that if you do that, you often lose your identity. And that's what Hashem says to them. He said, look, don't intermarry. And I know you want to intermarry because you want to make political alliances. And you want to make political alliances because you're small and you're scared. But I didn't choose you because you were big. I chose you knowing you were small to be mine, to have a certain identity. And don't worry about it. I can take care of you just like I did in Mitzrayim, and just like I did in the Midbar, and just like I did in Sichon Og, and just like I always do. Don't worry about your numbers. Maintain your identity, small as you may be, because that's why I chose you, and that's what justifies the defense that I give you, the protection that I grant you. And you realize that this is the subtext when you compare it to the Yaakov story, where that's exactly what Yaakov was worried about, right? That fear that God is saying don't have was the fear Yaakov had. That Yaakov says to Shimon and Levi, you can't do this, right? You can't make them hate me because I'm too small. Now, that doesn't mean that Yaakov, per se, was actually in favor of the marriage of Dinah, but those factors, they come up in the same story, where Yaakov is afraid, and that's why he at least seems like he was willing to go along with the political marriage, which was couched in the term of, this is a political marriage that will then create protection for us. Or at the very least, he says, look, don't take this opportunity and flip it on its head as a reason for them to kill us, right? They want to enter into a treaty, and you trick them. And now, because of our low numbers, our small numbers, now they're going to attack us. And when you read the stories together, again, whether Yaakov is right, Yaakov is not right, in the eyes of the Torah, whether Shimon and Levi are a little bit right, and Yaakov is a little bit right, that's a complicated story, which we have to analyze in and of itself. But the fact that those fears of Yaakov, namely, we can't start up trouble because we're small in number and we might be attacked, and therefore we either need to acquiesce to political marriages, maybe even encourage them, or at least exit from offers of covenants peacefully and graciously and with tact, rather than by attacking, those fears, again, whether or not they're legitimate in the time of Yaakov, set the backdrop for what God is saying is not legitimate when it comes to Bnei Yisrael. And that seems to be why the question of numbers is related to the question of intermarriage and forging of covenants. He says, look, don't intermarry, don't forge covenants, and even though you might want to because you're small and therefore you're afraid you're going to be attacked, remember, I chose you not because of how many you were, but because of your identity. If you maintain your identity, small as you may be, then you deserve divine protection. And if not, ironically, you think you're going to get political safety by forging these alliances. It's not true. Because without God amongst you, it doesn't matter how many people you have, I'm going to destroy you myself. I'm going to drive you out. And therefore, ironically, you might think that it'll make you safer to enter into these intermarriages and the political alliances that come with them, but in fact, that's what will ensure that I kick you out. On the other hand, recognizing that you're small, but the reason that you're strong is because God is behind you, that's what's going to allow you to maintain your individuality, be the Am Segula, and be safe at the same time.